Imagine waking up each morning to find your thoughts already racing, planning, worrying, analyzing, before your feet even touch the floor. This isn't a character flaw. It's your ancient brain doing exactly what it evolved to do. Our minds developed a powerful negativity bias that once helped our ancestors survive in hostile environments by spotting threats before they became fatal. Research shows our brains literally react more strongly to negative stimuli than positive ones, an electrical surge that's measurably more powerful when viewing threatening images versus pleasant ones. This evolutionary adaptation explains why we fixate on that one negative comment among dozens of compliments, or lie awake replaying embarrassing moments from years ago while forgetting countless positive experiences. Our threat detection system doesn't distinguish between a predator and a critical email. Both trigger the same urgent response. Studies consistently show we need approximately 5 positive experiences to counterbalance a single negative one just to maintain emotional equilibrium. When faced with uncertainty, whether about relationships, health concerns, or work situations, our brains enter an analytical mode designed to resolve discomfort. We believe if we just think hard enough, we'll discover a solution that eliminates uncertainty. But this approach creates an endless loop where each solution spawns new uncertainties to analyze, leading to what psychologists call analysis paralysis. The path forward isn't more analysis, but learning to tolerate uncertainty itself. Embracing uncertainty rather than fighting it is the first step toward freedom. This means recognizing which aspects of life are genuinely within our control and which aren't. Modern approaches like acceptance and commitment therapy work with our brain's natural tendencies, creating neural pathways that support healthier responses. These methods help develop distress tolerance, the ability to experience uncomfortable emotions without being overwhelmed. Begin by identifying specific triggers that initiate distress, then recognize your personal warning signs, racing thoughts, shallow breathing, muscle tension, or urges to escape. Practice foregoing escape behaviors like overthinking, reassurance seeking, or substance use that provide temporary relief but prevent developing resilience. Instead of fleeing discomfort, stay present with uncomfortable emotions through mantras like, "I can bear this," or "This feeling will pass." With practice, you'll develop genuine emotional resilience, not by eliminating distress, but by transforming your relationship with it. Emotions aren't problems to solve, but natural aspects of human experience that enrich life. The goal isn't eliminating negative emotions, but developing the ability to respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. This distinction is central to emotional regulation. Reacting happens automatically from emotional impulses, while responding creates space between stimulus and action, a pause enabling conscious choice. Most emotional triggers aren't true emergencies, yet we've conditioned immediate reactions through habit. The STOP method provides a valuable framework. Stop what you're doing, take a breath, observe what's happening internally, pull back for perspective, and practice what works by choosing effective action. This sequence interrupts automatic patterns and creates space for thoughtful choices. For intrusive worried thoughts, try worry postponement. Acknowledge concerns without being consumed by them. Rather than suppressing thoughts, defer them to a designated worry time. When that time arrives, the urgency has often dissipated, revealing most anxious thoughts' transient nature. Your brain is a tool you can learn to use effectively, not an anxiety prison. Ancient wisdom and modern psychology converge on this point. Events themselves are neutral. Our perceptions create our emotional reactions. Marcus Aurelius noted, "If you are pained by any external thing, it is not this thing that disturbs you, but your own judgment about it." Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, offers an evidence-based approach to address the inner dialogue driving anxiety. Rather than promoting blind positivity, CBT teaches realistic thinking by tackling cognitive distortions like catastrophizing or emotional reasoning. Begin by observing your self-talk, the internal script you can edit. Notice overgeneralizing language like always or never that signals all-or-nothing thinking. Use thought-stopping techniques to redirect from unhelpful patterns, then replace distorted thoughts with more accurate alternatives. Gratitude practices counter our brain's negativity bias by highlighting overlooked positives. Implement this through daily journaling or writing gratitude letters. Savoring, appreciating experiences while engaging in them, acts as real-time gratitude, helping us focus on pleasurable moments beyond our anxieties. Mindfulness represents the opposite of anxiety, a shift from unconscious reactivity to conscious awareness. When anxious, we're trapped in future fears or past regrets. Mindfulness allows us to observe thoughts and feelings without becoming entangled in them. While not synonymous with meditation, formal practice helps develop this skill. Research shows consistent mindfulness practice reshapes neural pathways, reducing amygdala activity while strengthening emotional regulation regions. To begin, establish a consistent practice time with minimal distractions, starting with just 10 minutes. Sit comfortably with your spine straight and palms resting on your thighs. Focus on your breath. Notice sensations of air entering your nostrils, your chest rising and falling. Your mind will wander, which isn't failure, but part of the practice. When attention drifts, gently return to your breath without judgment. If you feel discomfort, observe it with curiosity rather than immediately reacting, noticing how sensations, like anxious thoughts, eventually pass when not fed with attention. While meditation forms a foundation for anxiety management, we need additional tools for daily stressors. The 4A's framework offers a comprehensive approach. Avoid unnecessary stressors. Alter situations through clear communication. Accept what cannot be changed with self-compassion. And adapt through shifts in perspective. For acute anxiety spirals, the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique provides immediate relief by engaging your senses. Find 5 things you can see, 4 you can touch, 3 you can hear, 2 you can smell, and 1 you can taste. This redirects attention to the present moment, halting rumination and activating the parasympathetic nervous system. Narrative therapy explores how anxiety often stems from the stories we tell ourselves, stories that can be rewritten. The key principle is separating yourself from problems. You are not your anxiety, but experiencing anxiety. Saying overthinking is a problem I'm experiencing, rather than I'm an overthinker, empowers you as the author of your experience. Anxiety isn't something that simply vanishes overnight. It's a journey of gradually learning to work with your mind rather than against it. The goal isn't elimination, but changing your relationship with anxiety, recognizing anxious thoughts as passing weather patterns rather than absolute truths. This journey demands patience. You didn't develop anxiety patterns instantly, and transformation takes time. Each practice, noticing without judging, breathing deeply during stress, gently redirecting ruminating thoughts, builds neural pathways that become your new normal. True freedom comes not from escaping difficult emotions, but developing the capacity to experience them without being defined by them. With consistent practice and self-compassion, you can discover that even amid life's uncertainties, peace remains available beneath anxious thinking. Your mind, designed for survival in a dangerous world, can be retrained for thriving, one thought, one breath, one moment at a time.